This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials detained a family checking in at immigration court in downtown Denver Thursday. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The enforcement effort at immigration court signals a new strategy in Colorado, one that has been happening in recent weeks in other states. Lawyers say people come in to immigration court for proceedings, and the federal government dismisses their removal case. Then, when leaving the courtroom, ICE is standing outside to detain them. The family detained Thursday will likely be sent to a family detention center out of state, and is now in so-called expedited removal proceedings, which means the regular due process is compressed. Lawyers say the strategy will further drive people underground who otherwise were trying to follow the rules to stay in the country. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Drug overdose education will now be part of high school health classes in Colorado. Governor Polis signed a law yesterday requiring the State Board of Education to include the information in health education standards. The law also lets schools accept gifts, grants, and donations to help provide overdose reversal medications like naloxone on campus or on school buses. The bipartisan measure builds on lawmaker efforts in recent years to expand access to overdose prevention tools in schools. The governor has vetoed a bill that would have prevented landlords in Colorado from using software to set rents. The Democratic bill targeted companies such as RealPage, which aggregate rent data from numerous landlords and use it to recommend the maximum rents landlords can charge. Colorado is suing RealPage, alleging it amounts to illegal collusion. But in his veto letter, Polis argued the bill could have unintended consequences that might drive landlords out of the market and hurt renters. This is CPR News and KRCC.